From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. International Atomic Energy Agency has certified that Iran met the provisions of the nuclear deal crafted by world powers, a move that cleared the way for Tehran to get some relief from international sanctions. Iran now has access to assets estimated to be roughly $50 billion. Along with lifting sanctions, Iran released five people they had detained, some for years. Among them are Jason Rezaian, the Washington Post Tehran bureau chief, and Saeed Abedini, an Iranian-American Christian pastor. Abedini's wife, Nahmed, spoke with reporters.
It's surreal, just unbelievable. Yeah, he's out of Iranian soil, and he's in Germany, and after some medical attention, I'm waiting to hear from him. It's been a roller coaster, but it came really unexpected. It came at a time where I thought, well, I'm going to get myself ready for another 5 years, and I'm just going to trust God and spend time after 3.5 years of travel. I had taken time off to just focus on the kids and my own health and healing. And so it came at a time where I let go.
Also released, a former Marine, an American student, and one other person about whom little is known. U.S. released several Iranians in turn who were either in prison or being prosecuted for economic sanctions violations. Sierra Leone is restarting the 42-day countdown to being declared free of Ebola transmission. This comes after a woman died of the deadly virus in recent days, WHO declaring the Ebola outbreak over in West Africa a few days ago after no new cases had emerged in West Africa. This is VOA News.